For a great Chicago show, we can tell you where to go. You should dial your radio to the Skinny and Hooley Show. It's the Skinny and Hooley Show.
How's it going there, everybody from Cork, New York, Dundalk?
Hey, how's it going, everybody? Welcome once again to the Skinny and Hooley Show. I'm your old pal, Mike Houlihan, and with me, as always, my buddy, my pal, my friend, Mr. James Skinny Sheehan. Skin, what do you say?
Hey, Hooley, great to be back here at Lizzie McNeil's.
Hey,
kind of a cold night. Nice crowd in here for the Skinny and Hooley Show.
Lovely crowd. You're listening to the Skinny and Hooley Show. We're brought to you by Flood Brothers Disposal. Our old pal, Bob Flood. We're coming at you out of Cicero, Illinois, WCEV. We're Chicago's ethnic voice, 1450 on your AM dial. We're on Facebook. We're on Twitter. We're streaming online at WCEV1450.com. And if you ever miss a show, folks, you can always catch the podcast, usually up by Monday, at SkinnyHooley.com. Okay, Skin. What a week.
What a week. What a week. Hey, Hooley, yeah. Before we begin the show, I just want to
remind... Well, no, we've started the show. The show is going right now.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Yes. We're rolling down the hill right
before
now.
Before we introduce our guests, I just want to remind everybody that Special Olympics has their Polar Plunge coming up on
next
March
Sunday.
4th. Yes.
Is it next Sunday? Yeah.
Yes. Oh. 8 days from today. But anyways, we have about 5,000 people again this year. They're going to jump
terrific.
Into the lake. We'd like everybody to come out. And if you want to donate, go to sochicago.org.
Sochicago.org. Sochicago.org.
It's a great day. And I hope the weather is good, but it's really a lot of fun, and we raise a lot of dough for this.
And if you want to pick out, you could say, I'm donating on behalf of Skinny or whatever.
Yeah, you can donate on behalf of anybody. But if you don't know anybody that's jumping in, just make a donation to sochicago.org. Thank you very much.
You can't tell us who the surprise guest is or anything.
No, there's going to be some surprise guests there, though. There always is.
Okay.
So the fact of the matter is we don't know who the surprise guest is yet. But there's always some people that show up. So it's pretty good.
You never know.
And
also,
Hooley and I did it
March
a few
7th,
years ago.
March 7th, the Skinny and Hooley Show, we're doing it.
At Riley's Daughter.
At Riley's Daughter.
Yes, yes.
Pat Chase just walked in. He'll be joining us later.
Yes,
comedian Pat Chase.
We want to give a shout-out to Brian Town and Katie Dunn over here tonight, too. They're having a nice, quiet beer over there. I want to say hello to everybody in the south side, in the north side, in the east side, in the west side. So
the east side is all perch.
Yeah,
no, it ain't. No, southeast side.
Right,
yeah,
the southeast side.
You're right. A lot
side.
Of Carmel guys over there.
Right.
Okay, Skinny, now we have a gent who's been on the show with us before. He's an old friend. And he was very involved in the circumstances of last week and Joe Ahern from 100 Club. And he said something to me just at the beginning of the show and said that Commander Bauer's funeral was a defining moment for the city of Chicago. Am I right, Joe?
It was. It really was.
Can you tell us real quick what the 100 Club
yeah,
is?
Yeah, tell us what the 100 Club does.
Sure, thanks.
Remind people.
The 100 Club is a charity that supports the families of fallen police officers, firefighters, state, local, federal law enforcement here in Cook and Lake County. And when one dies in the line of duty, we give the widow a financial check, $50,000, and we send all the kids to college. And we've given away over $10 million over the last 52 years. And right now we have 21 kids in college. They're all sons and daughters of policemen and firemen. They've paid the ultimate sacrifice. And sadly, we have 65 now with the passing of Commander Bauer and his daughter Grace, who is just 13.
Yeah.
But we will have 65 young people that will be in line to hopefully go on to college with the help of the 100 Club. Thanks to donations and people that support the 100 Club and have a big heart for our police officers and firefighters.
What's your website, Joe, if someone wants to?
100clubchicago.org. That's the numerical
100. 100.
Yep, 100clubchicago.org.
But let's go back to Commander Bauer.
So it's on your radar.
Right.
24 hours a day when a cop gets shot or hurt, you get the call, right?
Yeah, we were. I was actually just a few blocks away at our office with the gals in the office, and we got the word that there was a shooting at the Thompson Building, and I started to call people that I knew within the police, and then I got an unconfirmed report that they thought it was Commander Bauer, and so we ran out of there, went over to the emergency room, and we were in there, and as all the police were gathering, it was, as you can imagine, very chaotic. But our worst fears were realized when I went in to see Aaron and Grace and
his wife and kid.
Yes, yeah. And Superintendent Eddie Johnson brought us in. And it was just an unbelievable week. As I say, it was a defining moment for our city. He galvanized this entire city like no one else could. When I was in that procession going over to Holy Sepulchre on 111th Street, and it's almost a 20-mile ride, and as you every overpass had a fire truck with an American flag draped, thousands of people out. As we turned onto 111th Street, they were 10 deep, and it was a cold day, and it was rainy, and then became started to snow, and families out there with signs and
flags,
and with their dogs, and it was absolutely unreal, surreal. The letter that Aaron penned the other day,
right. was to the city of Chicago. She wrote a letter thanking them.
Oh boy, I don't know how you could read that letter and not shed a tear.
Right.
You know? Very, very sad.
It was. Yeah. But it was a defining moment. The whole city came together. Everybody was just heartbroken. And I didn't know the guy, but I heard so many great stories. And Aaron had worked for Skinny for 9 years at special events.
And great, great gal. And it was just... But Joe, you know, I really didn't know Paul Bauer. He used to come up. I knew him from the Polar Plunge, some of the things that we would do at Special Olympics. But you knew him.
I did, Skinny. I had had horses in the past, and had been out to the stables, and of course with the role I play now as the CEO of the 100 Club, and they are at all of the ceremonies, all the funerals at various things, events that we do throughout the course of the year. And so Paul and I connected on a regular basis, and I really counted him as a friend. In fact, he came out to our home out in the burbs, and we did a ride along. My daughter had her horse and mine.
That's
and
great, yeah.
We rode with him. And, you know, a funny story, when after taking over the role with the 100 Club, I have a good friend, George Rabiella. He's a retired captain. You know, he does the Mrs. O'Leary's ride on the fire truck around the city, and he has a Dalmatian dog named Brady. And I met George, and I had kind of ceremoniously adopted Brady. To come out when I speak to different groups in Rotary and different groups. And I had George and Brady with me at one such event. And I was talking to this group, and they started to laugh, but I wasn't telling any jokes. And I looked over my shoulder, and they had delivered pizzas, and Brady came out with a pepperoni pizza in his mouth.
The dog.
And it really broke the ice. Yeah. And I told Paul Bauer that story, and I said, you know, it'd be great if we had a police horse, because all 30 horses are named after fallen police officers.
Yes, yeah.
And so shortly thereafter, there was a police horse named Fahey, and Fahey and his partner were tragically gunned down many years ago.
Wilson brothers.
Yep.
Are the ones who murdered us.
Yeah. Yeah. And so you're showing your long history in this town.
Oh, yeah.
And so, So
Gilhooly? Who's the other one?
I don't know. Fahey was one of them, one of the cops who was killed.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was horrible.
Yeah. But so we had Fahey and we had Brady. But Paul Bauer he represents, I think, the majority of police officers who are great family men, married with kids,
right?
And they have their errands and they have their graces at home. And they have to compartmentalize all this tragedy that they see every single day. They encounter the worst of humanity every day. And then they have to go home. And I hope everyone, and I know you have such a great followers with the police and fire and the south and the west side and the north side and the east side, as Skinny likes to say. But I hope that everyone, when you see a police officer, go up and thank them for their service.
Absolutely.
And
especially nowadays.
Oh, boy,
they're
let them know.
Taking a beating in the media.
They really are.
Whack jobs.
The media hates the police.
Yeah.
It's terrible. It really is. It's sad because they are really some of the finest men and women I have ever met. If you go to the police academy, about 35-40% of them have already served in the military in Iraq and Iran and Afghanistan and they are generations of public servants.
Yeah.
Their father, their grandfather, their great grandfather. Yeah.
We've had Commander Ryan on a couple times.
Yes.
His son is the sixth.
That's right.
His son was tragically shot.
Yeah.
He was out there. He was there from day one. Tuesday, I saw him at the hospital and throughout the whole week that he was out there.
Well, he's been on our show a couple times.
He's
Great guy.
Yeah,
very, very good guy. But
well, thank you for all you guys do. You know, you have been faithful supporters of the police and fire, I'm proud to be on the show. We're proud to have you.
So tell us a little bit about the funeral. Was at Nativity in Bridgeport. You couldn't be more Chicago than that.
Yeah,
right there in the neighborhood. I heard Father Brandt gave a fantastic eulogy.
It was amazing. I've become a very, very good friend of Father Brandt's. He's just one of the finest men I've ever met in my life. And he did an amazing job of bringing people together and speaking eloquently about Paul, his family, the police department. The outpouring was amazing. I was up very, very early that morning, and my wife and I, Susan, were there. We got there probably around 7 o'clock in the morning, we wanted to make sure that we would be able to get in. And a fabulous outpouring of public sentiment and feelings for this great, wonderful family.
And they put the funeral live on the Internet.
It's on Channel 9.
I saw his 13-year-old daughter, Grace, get up and do one of the readings. That just broke my heart right there.
Yeah.
It was just, and she was such a brave young lady.
Yeah, so poised.
Yeah. God bless her.
And I think she looks like Paul. You know, she's got his face. What a beautiful young lady.
The pictures of him with Grace and holding hands, and she's looking up. I mean, the one picture was just, oh, my God, it'd make you choke you up.
Yeah.
But I went to the wake. So, and the wake was, actually, anyways, it was two and a half,
was the wake
hours.
At Nativity?
Yeah, it was at Nativity, and it was mobbed. And every type of person was young, old, rich, poor, black, white, Asian, whatever you want to say. Everybody was in line. Everybody was respectful. And, it was forever to get through that line. And then when it was over, like 5:30, when I was finished going through, and so sad, and you came out, and that line went down the street and around the corner, just went on and on all night. It was great because it was a mixture of all kinds of people, not just police. I mean, the whole neighborhood came out in Bridgeport.
You know, Skinny, you bring that up. I have been called on by many of the stations and radio stations to speak about Paul, because I knew him personally, but because of our connection with the Hunter Club. And I got a call from WVON, which is the oldest black-owned radio station in America, I believe.
Sure.
And Cliff Kelly. You remember
sure.
Cliff
Alderman
Kelly.
Cliff Kelly.
Alderman Kelly.
The governor, they call him on the night. I listen to him.
He asked that I come on the show, and so I went on, and he was very, very generous in his comments about Commander Bauer, and but then he opened up the call lines.
Yeah, you were telling me this.
Yeah, and I thought, oh boy, you know, I hope we don't get something that someone would say something negative about Commander Bauer. And the first call, I had two calls. The first call was a black minister from the 18th district, and had a black church there, and he had some of the most wonderful things to say about Commander Bauer, who would come by the church and with his arms outreached to say, how can we help? Is there anything you need? And I thought, gee, this is going great. And then I got the second call was, it sounded like a fairly young guy who identified himself as a former protester out on Michigan Avenue, and I assume kind of probably with the Black Lives Matter group last year. And he said, I just want to weigh in. He says that Commander Bauer treated all of us with respect. And and I thought, wow, what a testament to this guy, what the way he treated people, no matter who you were, as you were saying, Skinny, whether you're black or white or rich or poor, young or old, male or female, he treated you with kindness and respect.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, I did one of the things I did see, I watched parts of the funeral on TV, and Skinny, you just mentioned that they called Cliff Kelly the governor. Governor Rauner got up there to give and just grandstanded. It just made me sick. A bigger faker I have never seen in my life. To get up there and take advantage of this hero police officer who has died for this city. And this piece of crap gets up there and grandstands.
Tell us what you really think.
Oh, it just made me puke, I'm telling you. He's given a campaign speech at the dead cop's funeral, so I just wanted to get that in there.
Well, I should say that Father Brandt did an amazing job in his homily for Commander Bauer and his family. I thought that Superintendent Eddie Johnson did a wonderful job.
Right.
He was certainly very genuinely and sincerely overcome by emotion. The appreciation he shows to all the men and women that serve for him in the police department, certainly in the 18th district, was evident how much he cared about him.
You know, and there's another thing. The 100 Club obviously is so great, and they help out and everything. But, folks, you can help the 100 Club.
Right.
Sunday night, I went over to Riley's daughter, and they had donated all the food proceeds all day long to the family of Commander Bauer. It's just an example of people in the community reaching out. But that'll go on. And if you want to continue that, give some money to the 100 Club. Help them
thanks,
out.
Thanks, Suli. I really appreciate that. You know, I got a call from the Chicago Auto Trade Association. We just ended
the
auto show.
Oh, yeah.
And we have been one of the charities there, one of the beneficiaries. And I got a call over the weekend that the Chicago Auto Trade Association wanted all police officers and firefighters and their families to be able to go to the auto show on Saturday, Sunday, and
great.
Monday.
Yeah.
As long as they showed their identification to come in for free.
Right.
Out of respect for Commander Bauer, and they set us up with a big table there at the entrance to the auto show, right under the big globe there in the concourse, and we had so many people, new friends, police officers, firefighters from suburban municipalities that came out with their families and came over. And,
so did you guys have a booth like the 100 Club?
We did, yeah. We did, and many of them joined the 100 Club. And along with their families,
yeah.
And so we made a lot of new friends. But you know, the last 7 years that I've served with the 100 Club, I reach out to people all over our community. We have 45,000 first responders just in Cook and Lake County.
Wow!
When you consider all the police and fire and state and local federal law enforcement, the FBI, DEA, and others, ATF. When one is killed, we're the first responder to their family. to be there to help them and to help serve them, not only with financial support immediately, but then college education. We help do, we cover all their legal pro bono.
How long has the 100 Club been around?
Next August will be 52 years.
That's terrific. Yeah. You know, amazing. You mentioned the auto show. I got like 20 messages from Marty Malarkey working at the auto
the Marty.
Show.
He's got his own app now.
He said, make sure you mention this on the air.
He called me like three times today.
He called me like 10 times. Yeah. So, Marty, we got the message.
Yeah, he wants to have his own talk show. I said, no one would get a word in, Marty. Yeah, exactly. You got to let somebody else say something.
He's a trip.
Isn't he great?
So he sent me a picture of you and him at the auto show.
Oh, he's really a character. I mean, he's right up there with you guys. Not quite, but right up there.
He is a character.
He's been on the show many, many times.
You know, those people at the auto show are really nice. They, who's the guy that's the head of it? Who lives? Anyways, we worked with them. We had a booth at Toyota for Special Olympics. The whole show. We were there for the whole show, and the show's amazing.
I was there on Sunday, and Taylor Kinney, the star of the Fire Show, he stopped by our table, and I was with Ray Scarpelli, who is on the executive board of the and former chairman, and Ray is a Chicago Chevy dealer, and we took pictures with Taylor Kinney, and a bunch of people from ABC came by, Roz Varin, who does traffic. We had a lot of friends coming by to see us.
That's a great show, though, isn't it?
Oh, fabulous. Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, I was...
is this Chicago PD? Is that what you're talking about?
I was Friday night, the opening, when we do the Black Tie Gala.
Yeah.
I was there. My daughter came in from school, and we were walking around with all those magnificent cars and exotics and my daughter looks at me and she says, you know, I know what you're thinking, Dad. It really sucks to be poor.
Wish we could buy one of those.
Oh, yeah, there's some beautiful, beautiful cars.
Well, you've had a hell of a week. Yeah. And God bless you.
Thank
God bless what you do.
Yeah.
God bless you guys. Thank you. You have been just wonderful vocal supporters of police and fire and Skinny, I know all that you do with the Special Olympics. God bless you for all you do.
Appreciate it, appreciate it. And the police, with the torch runner and everything, the police are great to us, all the police departments throughout the state. And so I didn't realize there was 45,000 first responders in Cook County.
Cook
County. Amazing.
Yeah, yeah.
An amazing number.
It really is. It's really something. And you know, in Lake County, I spend a lot of time up in Lake County as well with those guys and Cook and all those municipal police chiefs associations. They're great people.
Right. What is the reach of the 100 Club? Is it the whole state or what is it?
There are other 100 clubs throughout. There's one in DuPage.
Okay.
There's about 12,600 clubs throughout the entire United States.
Okay.
But they're all small mom and pops. I think we're probably one of the largest, if not the largest.
So give them a hand. 100clubchicago.com.
.org. .org. 100clubchicago.org.
.org, because if you give them some money, you get a tax deduction, right?
That's the way I see it.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. And it's good upstairs, too.
Yeah,
heaven.
You give a donation, you'll get into heaven.
That's right.
For sure.
Yeah.
That's right. That's right. But, Joe, congratulations. What you've done with that 100 Club. I mean, it was always there, always a great organization, but you've taken it to...
you really have, yeah.
Really raised the profile, and it's good that...
Absolutely.
A lot of times when I've seen you on TV and radio and stuff, I think back and I was like, weren't you some sort of a champion dancer back in...
There's Billy O'Connell, folks. He's in the audience.
Oh, he's a board member. He's a 100 Club board
member. Oh, okay, good.
Yeah. All right. He's a great supporter of our police and fire.
Right.
Yes.
Well, you've come a long way, pal.
Yes, and I did segue out of the dancing routine. Yeah. Thank you, Skinny, for bringing that up.
All right, Joe. Thanks so much. 100club.org. 100clubchicago.org.
That's right.
All right.
Thanks so much, Joe. Thanks for,
everything
guys.
You do. God bless you, pal. We're going to be right back on the Skinny and Hooley Show after these messages from our friends.
Attention commercial business owners, industrial business owners, restaurateurs, apartment, condominium, and building maintenance managers. Flood Brothers Disposal and Recycling Service wants to earn your business. When was the last time you checked your garbage disposal rates? How about making a call or emailing for a free quote today at 773-626-5800 or online to floodbrothersdisposal.com. Flood Brothers is one of the last family-owned and operated solid waste recycling and yard waste firms serving metropolitan Chicagoland. Flood Brothers specializes in expert personalized service, extremely competitive pricing, and is backed by the Flood Brothers family name. Call Flood Brothers today. There's no charge other than a phone call to get a free quote. Call 773-626-5800 or go online to floodbrothersdisposal.com. When your name is on the trucks, you work harder to satisfy every customer. Call 773-626-5800. Flood Brothers Disposal and Recycling Service. Your garbage and recycling waste is their bread and butter.
There's only one Irish pub on the Chicago River, and that's Lizzie McNeil's at 400 North McClurg Court. We spend a lot of time there taping the Skinny and Hooley show at Lizzie's almost every Wednesday night. You can escape the hustle and bustle of Navy Pier and relax at Lizzie McNeil's. Our old pal John Wren is your host. Please say hello when you stop by for one of their ice-cold brews in an authentic Irish pub. One visit and you'll be calling it your hometown hangout. We've been hanging at Lizzie's for going on 7 years now, so join us. When the weather gets nice, they have two outdoor patio areas where you can take advantage of the sunshine and a cafe menu of salad sandwiches and appetizers. Lizzie's also has a great private party room that's perfect for birthdays, graduations, and most nights at Lizzie's, you can meet the elite of Chicago's Irish-American community. So stop by Lizzie McNeil soon, right by the river. Tell them you were sent by Skinny and Hooley. With a history going all the way back to 1896, the International Union of Operating Engineers has continued to protect workers and their families with loyalty and brotherhood. Local 150 has continued to thrive through economic booms and busts with careful training and aggressive organizing. Under the leadership of President and Business Manager Jim Sweeney, Local 150 has implemented programs and action plans to create work, protect benefits, and keep members working. And they've been helping the Irish-American community of Chicagoland for just as long. Skinny and Hooley Show is proud to be associated with Jim Sweeney and Local 150, and we salute the continuing efforts of the International Union of Operating Engineers and their support of Irish and Irish-American families now and in the future. Thanks to Local 150.
Smith Village, located in the Beverly neighborhood, is a life plan community that's backed by the strength and experience of Smith Senior Living. At Smith Village, we offer a full continuum of care. Retirement is that unique and special phase of life when you shift from worrying about your to-do list to exploring all the things on your love to-do list. It's also a time to expand your interests, learn something new, make new discoveries. The maintenance-free lifestyle at Smith Village gives you the freedom to do all this and more. And while you're exploring your passions, you'll appreciate the convenience of having dining, housekeeping, utilities, maintenance, social events, fitness classes, and wellness programming all covered by one monthly charge. For a limited time, take advantage of our 3-month trial stay program to experience life at Smith Village without the risk of an entrance fee. Ask about our new trial stay program by calling 773-614-6836. That's 773-614-6836. Or visit the website at smithvillage.org.
Yeah, love that Smith Village. Hey, you know what, Skinny? Believe it or not, what does this say on the top of my... Oh, PJ O'Day's birthday is Tuesday.
Oh, happy birthday, PJ. You're the best.
92.
92. He looks like he's about 72.
He looks younger than
that. He's a great athlete.
92 years
great
old.
Great athlete.
February 27th, so
the man from
make
Claire.
Sure you give the man from Claire your salute or your hello
say
or
prayer, from
and his Hooley. Lovely wife, Mary.
Yeah, happy birthday, PJ. Hey, Hooley, there's a sign up there for Guinness. I don't know if you see it behind the bar.
23 days till St. Patrick's.
23
Day?
Days, 5 hours, 5 Six minutes, nine. And 46
seconds.
Yeah. That's pretty cool, isn't it?
It's awesome. Yeah.
I don't think I've never seen that before.
What do you mean last week? We were saying it was 30 days. We were talking about it just last week.
I wasn't here.
You were too.
I didn't know what you were talking about.
Oh, you went along with it beautifully. It's a, oh, yeah, yeah, sure. You know?
I thought I just discovered that.
Skinny, could you please give me a hand with this door? Push it.
Jennifer Lawrence fires back after being slammed for revealing dress. I'm extremely offended.
Who cares?
Justin Theroux found posted notes from Brad Pitt during Jennifer Aniston marriage.
Who cares?
Charging Emil Clooney to attend March for Our Lives. Donate $500,000 after Florida shooting.
Who cares?
Actually, her name is Amal because Emil sounds too much like anal.
Amal.
Justin Theroux had reservations about marrying Jennifer Aniston.
Who cares?
Hilary Duff mourns her beloved dog, Doobie, in gut-wrenching message.
Who cares?
Poor Doobie. Kris Jenner reveals her biological father was killed in a car accident.
Who cares?
Sally Field tries to play matchmaker between her son and a gay figure skater.
Who cares?
And finally,
now it can be told, Angelina Jolie destroyed the Brad Pitt and George Clooney friendship.
Who cares?
Close it up.
Get in there, Brad. Get in there, Brad.
Oh, Skinny, wait. Get on my shoulders. Reach up there. Get the latch. Can you reach it? Oh, thanks so much. Now get off my back.
Okay. Hey, get off my back, Jack.
All right. So, you know, Skin, whenever I'm walking down Western Avenue and I see my old pal, the ghost of my old pal, Jimmy Goff, in the window of Ken's, Wrong's, Hart's, Rhino Bar, any of those joints, Hart's. And he says to me through the mist, hey, holy, who died?
Father John Carolyn of St. Catherine of Siena Church in St. Lucie's in Oak Park. He was the devoted son of the late Thomas and Marie Carolyn and brother of the late Mary Agnes. 92 years old, Huli.
Same age as PJ.
He's known as, everyone called him Jack. He was ordained in 1951, and he was a priest for 66 years. The wake was yesterday, Friday. They had visitation at St. Catherine, St. Lucie Church on Austin Boulevard, and he was buried in Holy Sepulchre Cemetery. So say a prayer for Father Carolyn, 92 years old.
God rest his soul. A skinny Marie Radigan, beloved wife of 50 years to the late John Radigan, and the daughter of the late Martin and Mary Mulligan of both of County Galway, Ireland. Marie was very involved at Gaelic Park and a good friend of Mary O'Dee's. So God rest her soul. And you know what, Skinny? She was waked at Sheehy's, where all the right people go.
Holy, the Honorable John Michael Quigley passed away in January. He's originally from Chicago, 81 years old. He was the father of John Michael, Mary Collette, Daniel Patrick, Christopher Joseph, Patrick Albert, Kevin Duffy. And he had 25 grandchildren. He lived out in Tucson. And his wife was Esther. They were married 66 years, originally from the south side of Chicago, went to St. Ignatius High School and John Carroll University. So we'd like to say a prayer for him and remember him. He was appointed judge out in Arizona, and he served as a judge for a long time, but he was also very involved with this church out there. So say a prayer for John Michael Quigley. God. And, of course, we can't forget Commander Paul Bauer.
And what's his name? Billy Graham died today, too. God rest his soul.
Yeah.
All right, so also Bernard McDermott, a native of Roscommon, where we went to that great castle, the Kilronan Castle.
Age 80.
80, beloved husband of Mary, father of Stephanie, Sean, and Desmond. God rest his soul, Bernard McDermott. And one more, Catherine Boyle, age 82, from Donegal, County Donegal. Beloved wife of the late Alphonsus and the mother of John and Barry Boyle and Colleen. God rest her soul, Catherine Boyle. So we can close up the crypt here. Say a prayer for all of them.
Yes.
We're going to take a little break here on the Skinny and Huli Show. We'll be back with a surprise guest right after these messages from our friends.
Putting your future in the hands of a lawyer can get personal, particularly in personal injury cases. You've got one shot at justice, so you're going to want a guy who thinks like you. Tom Gorman is Southside Irish all the way. He grew up in Holy Redeemer Parish, went to Brother Rice, and yeah, he got a ride to play ball at Notre Dame, played on the undefeated 1988 National Championship football team. After a shoulder injury ended his career, Tom stayed on with the Fighting Irish for his master's and law degree. Tom won the American Jurisprudence Award for trial advocacy at Notre Dame Law School, and he's been a trial lawyer ever since. Tom's practice is devoted exclusively to personal injury and wrongful death. Jury's $1 million verdicts for his clients, but his focus remains on those families and their futures. Tom and his wife, Christine, have lived in Beverly for almost 20 years. And they're raising their five kids in Christ the King Parish, Brother Rice, Mother McCauley, and their oldest son is now at ND as well. Lots of folks have to deal with tragedy. It's good to know there's a guy out there you can count on who will be in your corner to protect your family. You can call Tom Gorman directly at 312-345-7210 and tell him about your situation. Or go to the website, www.gormantriallaw.com. He's a good guy. There's no charge for the consultation, and you'll meet a new friend that's ready to fight for you and your family. Call Tom Gorman today at 312-345-7210 and tell him your story. If you're looking for an office in the loop, you got to check out Integrated Office Suites at 20 North Clark Street and 455 North City Front Plaza Drive in the NBC Tower. IOS has an entire floor in these two very prestigious buildings, and they offer the best in executive offices, virtual business offices, personalized phone answering, conference room and day office usage, administrative support services, and customized packages with fixed monthly invoices. Integrated Office Suites are convenient and very classy. So get in touch with our friends at integratedofficesuites.com or call them at 312-561-2300 and tell them Skinny and Hooley sent you. That's integratedofficesuites.com, 312-561-2300. You'll be glad you did.
I'm Brendan O'Brien. Back in June of 1976, a guy opened a saloon on the south side called Riley's Daughter. That guy is my dad, Boz O'Brien. Millions of pints have been poured since then. Our family has quenched the thirst of the south side for over 41 years. The storied history of Riley's Daughter is familiar to generations of friends who've told me their tales of nights they'll never forget at Riley's. Maybe they met their future wife or hubby at Riley's, or maybe they were there for many of our White Sox, Bears, or Notre Dame trips, or maybe their grandmother once bribed the judges in our Irish soda bread contest. We'll never tell. My family has been proud to be part of that over the years. One thing my dad has taught me is that you can't have too many friends. The legacy of Riley's Daughter has been the people we've been lucky enough to meet who stop by and share their good times with us. Today we're back in the South Side, right where we started, at 4010 West 111th Street in Oak Lawn. As Yogi Berra said, it's deja vu all over again. We actually closed the deal on our return the day Yogi died. God rest his soul. 2 years later, we haven't missed a step. If Yogi were alive, we'd tell him. Pull up a stool at Riley's Daughter and make yourself at home. If it's good booze and a friendly chat you're looking for, please stop by and say hello to my dad, Boz, my brother, Danny, or me, Brendan O'Brien. If you don't bring a story, we'll make sure you leave here with one. And if you mention the Skinny and Hooley Show, we'll make sure to put an extra ice cube in that drink of yours. Hope to see you back at Riley's Daughter in Oak Lawn on 111th Street.
Yeah, that Riley's Daughter is the best. I was there Sunday night, and you know what? They donated all the food that was purchased at Riley's all day long to the family of Commander Bauer. So Brendan, Boz, and Sarah. Danny, great idea. You guys are terrific.
Thank you so much. And now, well, I want to give a shout-out to Matt O'Shea, who did that pancake breakfast.
At St. John Fisher.
Yeah.
For the best, right?
And you know what they charge for admission?
What?
$5, and guess how much money they raised?
How much?
$35,000.
What?
$35,000. They fed over 3,000 people, and people came in and dropped checks and everything.
Oh, no, people gave more than
$5.
Yeah,
but that is just great.
It is great, yeah. You know, our next guest is a comedian, but before he starts, I want to tell a little story. Okay. There's a store that sells husbands.
Really?
And it opened in Melbourne, Australia, where a woman may go choose a husband. Among the instructions at the entrance is a description of how the store operates. You may visit this store only once. There are six floors, and the value of the products increase as the shopper ascends the flights. The shoppers may choose any item for a particular floor or may choose to go up to the next floor, but you cannot go back down except to exit the building. So a lady goes to the husband store to find a husband. On the first floor, the sign on the door reads, "Floor one, these men have jobs."
Wow.
She's intrigued. You know, that's a break right there. But continues to the second floor, where the sign reads, "Floor two, these men have jobs and love kids." Well, that's nice, she thinks, but I want more. So she continues upward. The third floor sign reads, "Floor three, these men have jobs, love kids, and are extremely good looking." Wow, she thinks, but feels compelled to keep going. She goes to the fourth floor, and the sign reads, "Floor four, these men have jobs, love kids, are extremely good looking, and help with housework." Oh, mercy me, I can hardly stand it. Still, she goes to the fifth floor. And the sign reads, "These men have jobs, love kids, are extremely good looking, help with housework, and have a strong romantic streak." She's tempted to stay, but she goes to the sixth floor where the sign reads, "Floor six, where visitor number 31,456,012 to this floor. There are no men on this floor. The floor exists solely as proof that women are impossible to please. Thank you for shopping at the husband's store. Please note," thank you, Billy, "to avoid gender bias charges, the store owner opened a new wives' store just across the street. The first floor has wives that love sex. The second floor has wives that love sex, have money, and like beer. The third, fourth, fifth, and sixth floors have never been visited."
Thank you.
All right, now, in light of that, the reason we have that humor is we have a comedian on the show tonight. He's been on the show many times, our old pal, Pat Chase. Patrick Chase, welcome back to the show, Pat.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Always a pleasure, pal. Now, you got a big gig coming up. You want to tell everybody about it?
Absolutely. So I will be headlining the Schaumburg or Chicago Improv out in Schaumburg, March 4th, so a week from tomorrow.
Is this your first headlining gig there?
Yeah, this will be my first headlining gig.
It's a big deal.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited about it. It's been about 10 years in the works.
10 years going. Finally,
yeah,
headliner.
Right? No,
there's
not
plenty
nervous.
Of guys who never headline, you know?
Right. Not nervous at all. I'm excited, actually.
Who's opening for you?
I'm not even sure yet.
Now, do you write all your own stuff?
No, I hire a team of writers because I'm a millionaire. Of course I write my own stuff, man.
No, I'm just wondering if you steal stuff from other people.
I mean, yeah, people that aren't looking. Or
yeah.
No, I'm kidding. I mean, no, it's all written. It's just... basically, it's a diary of my life, a day in the life of
it's
Pat.
A funny,
every time I write a joke,
life.
It's something like the way here. I took a lift. What was it? Less than 3 miles. Took me 40 minutes to get here almost.
He reminds me of Rodney, wow. Skinny.
Yeah, he does.
He reminds me of Rodney.
I wish I could show you the route that this lift driver took. She did 3 loops around where I was at. Because there's some one-ways downtown. I was at LaSalle in Washington.
You're at LaSalle in Washington?
That's where I work now.
Yeah.
So, yeah, she's picking me up. And I see she's, like, driving down the wrong way of a one-way. I'm like, I don't know what to do. I call her, like, "You're going the wrong way.
What are you doing?"
Yeah. Then she picks me up, and then we ended up on the highway. I don't know how that happened. Cause,
that's, like, 3-4 blocks
right.
from here.
Yeah. So, yeah, sorry I'm late, but it's good to be here. Thanks for having me on, guys. I really appreciate it.
You're terrific. So this is your first headlining gig. How many minutes you got to do?
So I do 45 to an hour.
Do
wow.
you really?
Yeah, I have to do at least 45.
That would really be
oh,
hard.
That ain't
so,
easy.
Well, I mean, it's not.
You've done that much before,
I've done
though.
It. I've done it, yeah. It's just this is one of my favorite clubs, so I don't want to, like.
Yeah, that Schaumburg is a beautiful town.
I'm not going.
It?
I'm not going out there like open mic, and this is a big deal.
No,
so
good for you. You're prepped. You're ready to
absolutely,
go.
Absolutely,
you're ready to rumble. How
absolutely.
Many shows are you doing?
Just one. It's a one show Sunday night, 7 o'clock,
ooh.
7 to 8:30,
And they got a pretty big joint. What are they, 200-300 seats there?
I think it holds up to like 450.
Wow.
Is it really? Wow.
I don't know if 450 people show up on Sunday. That'd be great.
They will now. The Skinny and Hooli Show. You're on the Skinny and Hooli Show for crying
out
loud.
If I could just get at least one of your listeners to come through, then
we might have to find one and pay them to go do it.
Thousands of them.
I just want proof that you have listeners. That's
I can't hear you.
So you got to do 45 minutes. Well, you have a set, you know, your routine that you've been doing. You've been playing the improv for, a couple of years, right?
Yeah, about 5-6 years now. So it's,
have you been doing the same material all the time?
I change it up. I mean, there's some, you know.
Because you're not going to have the same audience every night. What are they? They don't
know. Is it a G audience or a PG?
Oh, no.
I'm going R.
Pat is
not a G guy.
I'll
just keep it safe here.
He'll be G on this show, Skinny, but that's about it.
I'll be G if it's a fundraiser and it pays well.
He does a lot of Catholic school fundraisers. Yeah.
I think the last one I was at was St. Bartholomew's, I believe.
Oh, yeah. St. Bart's.
Or no. The last one I was at was St. Anne's, I believe, out in Barrington.
Okay.
Different Catholic crowd that I'm used to out here in Chicago.
Oh, yeah?
Really?
Because it was in Barrington.
So far north, every car in the parking lot was a Range Rover. Like,
oh, yeah. Yeah.
I don't know.
Did you slap them around about that?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, everyone's drinking wine. They hired their own company to come in and cater the event. Every fundraiser I went to out here, it's like some lady down the street makes some sandwiches, you know?
Right.
And there's a case of beer, and you just give $1 to give you a beer.
Yeah.
This had,
is a
like,
little classier.
Wine servers. And it was fun. It was a good time.
But you only did, like, 20 minutes or something
like that,
about
20 minutes.
So
I have fun at those shows, though. Catholics know how to party, man.
Yes, they do. That's all that fish on Friday and everything that they're doing for lunch. Now, have you been rehearsing? Do you rehearse at all at home? Or do you just write this stuff down?
What am I going
to do? Pat, I got to say something. I cannot imagine what it would be like to be up there for 45 minutes or an hour.
It depends. It could be horrendous.
The tightrope.
Right. Or it could be like, do I have another hour? Because I really want to keep going.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, that's
but honestly,
really
I could, even if you were the funniest comic, I don't think I could last more than like 90 minutes of any person.
Sure.
To be honest.
You're
with
right.
You.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's Sunday, March 4th, out Schaumburg at Woodfield Mall.
What time?
7 o'clock.
How do you get tickets?
I just sent you the link, but you can go on improv.com.
We'll put it on the website.
Yeah. Throw that on the website.
Improv.com?
Improv.com, hit the Chicago
location.
Wait,
there's improvs all over the country.
Right, you just hit the Chicago location, pick the date,
okay,
and you'll find me on there. Or you can go to my Facebook page, too, the Pat Chase Comedy page, which I just resurrected for this thing. I set it up like in 14. I haven't touched it since. and I'm not real savvy with social media, so I don't know how this stuff works. I tried to do an event invite thing, and it didn't work. And then I used my other page.
Oh, we do. I do those, yeah.
So, yeah, go to my page, actually.
Go to the Pat Chase
Facebook. Pat Chase Comedy page. That's what it's called on Facebook.
It's comedy or not, or comedian?
No, just the Pat Chase Comedy page.
Okay, all right.
And then there's a link on there. Also, like the page, please. You don't have to go to the show.
Now, you're also doing the Hooli's Hooli Show tonight to plug. I mean, you're on a whirlwind tour of Irish radio right
now.
Yeah,
this is ridiculous, man. And I'm on Guinness number deuce right now, too.
Well, you don't have to perform. I mean, on the show, but you know, do you ever have a little taste before you go on stage?
Yeah, just a little.
Yeah.
We used to have a ton of taste before the show.
No, you don't want to do that. No. That throws your timing out the window.
It gave me new material for later.
Yeah, exactly. The night I bombed so-and-so.
What not to do in comedy. Don't throw
you
up.
You know what? Now, one of my favorite stories about you, Pat, is when you got booked into some gay nightclub. And they hated you.
Sadly, I haven't been back since. I don't know what happened.
Where was it, in Michigan or something like that?
It was,
Coral
Gables out in Saugatuck, Michigan.
They hated you.
No, actually, they brought me back the year
they
after. And it was lights out, man. I went in there like no holds barred. I'm not pulling any punches. If they didn't like me that time, they're really going to hate me this time.
Good for
and
you.
They loved it.
Oh, that's
I did
good.
Almost. I did like 40 minutes here. I was supposed to do a 30-minute set.
That was the gay massacre.
But the guy didn't like me. He let me go a little more because I was on a roll.
Oh, they said you got to get off after a certain point. Yeah.
You know they hit you, but he's like the guy, the
I remember
manager.
You telling me you walked off the stage out the back door, had a cigarette, and just started walking.
No, I like didn't even have any cigarettes on me, so I walked all the way like 10 blocks and found like a place that sold them. Yeah. Bought the pack, walked 10 blocks back. I was still covered in sweat from the nerves and the.
Yeah, but what about when you do something like that? You can work that into your material.
Right. Yeah. At the time, it was like, I'm done. I'm never touching a microphone again. I think, I'm finished. Literally, the way home with the other comic, he was just like, don't do anything stupid tonight. Don't hurt yourself. I'm like, no, let's just go to Wendy's. I'll be fine.
That's killing yourself.
And I went home. Right, slowly.
Yeah.
If I do it, it's going to be slowly. Like, 50 years worth of death.
Of Wendy's.
I wish I don't know if I can get out. What is it, a Sunday night?
Yeah, it's 7 o'clock Sunday. I said it like 4 times.
Yeah, but it takes me 3 hours to get to Schaumburg.
Oh, come
That's
on. Where are you at? You're in...
I'm at Berwyn. I'm the Baron. I'm the Baron of Berwyn.
Jump right on 290.
Yeah.
Maybe
you're there in 20 minutes.
If you're looking for some stuff that morning, come down to our Polar Plunge at North Avenue Beach and
Wait,
jump
when
in the
is
lake.
That?
What?
That's that morning?
Yeah, March 4th, right?
I just may take you
you
up
should
on that,
do
skinny.
That because that's you'll have 15 minutes of material just on that.
Well, I don't want to get pneumonia before the show. That's the only thing.
You won't. You know, just bring some dry clothes with you. Get in and out real quick.
Yeah, you got
Holy and I have done
you
it.
You got a plan for it, but
we were hospitalized for a couple weeks after it.
No, but it is an experience you will never forget.
It's great material. All you got to do is say
hey, Jimmy Fallon did it. And
Lady Gaga did it twice.
Lady Gaga did it, and she might be there this year.
Vince Vaughn did it.
Yeah.
Okay, what are you guys trying to do?
Well, it's just, I think it would give you an automatic 15 more minutes of material to talk about. So you know what I did this morning? You can just say, you know what I did this morning? And it's also for a great cause.
It's for Special Olympics. You can go into that. But you can also talk about there's all kinds of characters and crazy people there. You know?
And there's going to be some special guests. So you don't know.
Yes, it might be Skinny
Lady Gaga was there. And
she was there twice.
Yeah.
Twice?
Twice.
Her boyfriend, what was his name?
Taylor Kenny.
Yeah, her boyfriend. What's his name?
Vince Vaughn was there.
So Skinny, are you going to take a dip?
Yeah.
How about you, Hooli?
I know.
Oh, come on. He already did it, so he's good. I haven't done it. So
yeah, it's kind of like virginity. You know, I've lost it once. And actually, I lost it twice. I did it twice.
You were born again?
Yeah. I was like getting
and you're like, screw it, I'm going to lose it again.
But I'll tell you what, I have material. I still have material that I could talk about. You know, it's like, well, and because you're doing an R-rated act, you can get it into all the things that shrink up real fast and all that stuff.
Hey, now. Hey, now. We're on AM radio, folks. Come on.
You know what I'm talking about.
I totally do, and I just bit my tongue because I wanted to say a lot worse stuff.
Oh, good, yes.
But I forgot. This is a radio.
Easy. Yeah. All right, folks. Sunday night, 7 o'clock, the Improv in Schaumburg.
Please
plenty
come
of parking. On. Plenty of parking, right?
Valet parking.
Do they serve dinner there?
They serve dinner there. There's Texas Day Brazil right next door if you want to make it a whole evening. The What's doors the- open at 5 o'clock at the club. You can get dinner there.
What's the food like at the Improv?
It's good. They have,
burgers.
Burgers, you know, chicken tenders, things like that.
And we don't even know who the opening is. How long does the opener go for?
Usually probably feature will do about a half hour. Host will do like 10, 15.
Who's the feature? Is that that's the opener, the feature?
Yeah.
And you're
you know what? I'll find all that out probably by this weekend.
Yeah,
so
well,
I'll update you.
But the opener is called the feature. Is that right?
Right. So you got the MC, goes out there, does like 10 minutes, brings up the feature. He does like 20 to a half hour.
And then the headliner.
And then the host comes back out, brings the headliner.
Well, congratulations on being the headliner. I mean that.
Proud of you,
Pat.
Now, you know what? Let me tell you something.
Well,
Pat is such a performer. He went on stage right after his mother died. Last year, was it, Pat?
Yeah, but it'll be a year in March 27th. So.
Was it at the Friendly Tap? Is that where you did it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
In Berwyn, yeah.
Yeah.
So God bless you. And that's so. Just what she would have wanted you to do.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely, for yeah. sure. And, yeah, I will dedicate this one to her. And
good for you.
Just keep going, you know.
All right, pal. Best of luck to you. Let everybody get out there.
Thank you so much for
Sunday
having
night
good luck.
At the Improv
Skinny,
in
great
Schaumburg.
To see you.
Good to okay. see you.
Pat Chase, everybody. Are we going to take a little break? And we'll be right back after these messages from our friends.
Flood Brothers Disposal was started 80 years ago by their grandfather. Today, 15 members of the family still work together. And as in their grandfather's day, they are service-oriented and believe that the only way to do something is the right way. Flood Brothers are price competitive, so you can count on them to exceed your expectations. So contact Flood Brothers for a quote on your solid waste, recycling, and yard waste collection services. And remember their motto, your rubbish is our bread and butter. So call Bob Flood today at 630-261-0400 or at floodbrothersdisposal.com.
When your family has suffered a loss, there's one family I know who will be there for you. Robert J. Sheehy and Sons Funeral Home are third generation family owned and operated. The Sheehy family has dedicated their lives serving families throughout Chicago and the southwest suburbs. Robert J. Sheehy & Son Funeral Home was incorporated in 1913 as a storefront at 76th and Halsted, Chicago. At the time, this is one of the few standalone funeral homes of its kind, was to be the first of many to come bearing the Sheehy name. The founder, Roger Sheehy Sr., was soon joined in business by his three sons, Roger Jr., Jack, and Bob. This trademark of success is evident 98 years later as Bob and Jim Sheehy, third generation, own and operate two locations in Orland Park and Burbank. The name Sheehy on their sign outside the funeral home means something. For them, it's very important that everyone be treated as if they were family, friend, or neighbor, as they very well could be. When my brother Willie died a few years ago, the Sheehys took very good care of our family, and you know you never forget something like that. Every detail is handled in a professional and personal manner. On a daily basis, the directors Bill Kiley, Mike Orico, and John Sullivan, and the rest of the staff, take great pride in their work, serving families as if they were their own. Bob Sheehy will tell you, we pride ourselves in offering the highest level of professionalism with every family we serve. Robert J. Sheehy & Sons Funeral Homes, here for you since 1913.
McCann's Irish Oatmeal. We've been warming the hearts, minds, and souls of the most discriminating oatmeal lovers for over 150 years. From the family farm to your table, enjoy the whole grain goodness of McCann's Irish Oatmeal today, available at your local grocery store.
This is Mike Houlihan. I support Concern Worldwide. If you want to do something about global poverty, hunger, refugees, the unacceptable suffering of young children, if you want to reach people directly where the need is greatest, you should too. For 50 years, since its grassroots beginnings in Dublin, Concern has saved and changed millions of lives. It's been the proud, relentlessly compassionate face of Ireland to the world. Support Concern today at concernusa.org. That's concernusa.org. There is no more Irish thing you can do.
And we're back on the Skinny and Hooli Show. Hey, that Pat Chase is so much fun. And check him out Sunday night. Sunday, March 4th. Next Sunday night. You know, I have a little another little story I want to tell before we head out. A little 9-year-old girl was in church with her mom. She started feeling ill. Mommy, can we leave now? No, her mother replied. Well, I think I have to throw up. I'd go out to the front door to the back of the church and throw up behind a bush. In about 2 minutes, the little girl returned to her seat. Did you throw up? Her mom said, yes. Well, how could you have gone all the way to the back of the church and returned so quickly? I didn't have to go out of the church, Mommy, the girl replied. They have a box next to the front door that says, for the sick. Okay. Thanks, everybody. Skinny has left the building. I don't know where he went. But we will see you later. Bye. Next week, Liam Durkin. Stick around. Thanks.
Tune in next time for the Skinny and Hooli Show.
The Skinny and Hooli Show is recorded in front of a live audience.